Hello, Soap Chat listeners. Today is November 24th, 2019, and it is time for an all-new episode. We have so much to dish since people decided to show up and show out on the Twitter this past week, and we'll get to all of that and we'll unpack it. But before we do, let's welcome our co-host. Tiggs, how are you?
I'm fine, Casey. How are you?
I am doing well. And Rodrigo, how are you?
I am doing great. I'm doing better than Doug Davison is. We're great. Thank you.
And Alan Quartermain Serapa, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm here with my nasty attitude.
Well, Rodrigo.
I can't take Alan, and I just love it. I always cackle. I'm just
Alan, he's
a sweetheart. It's just that he's blunt.
People don't get Alan.
He's
they don't get him.
He's sassy. It's like y'all can take dicks, but you can't take a joke. Cool, calm down.
Oh my God, my sister always used to say, "It's a joke. You don't have to take it as hard as you do a dick." Well, anyway, so Rodrigo mentioned Doug Davidson. We have to jump on that right away because Doug Davidson tried it and he got denied it. So Christian LeBlanc, who plays Michael Baldwin on The Young and the Restless, decided to congratulate the cast and crew of NBC's Days of Our Lives for getting renewed on their 56th season. First of all, congratulations to the cast of Days. We're very excited. But then Doug Davidson hijacked Christian's tweet and said to the effect of, like, why are you congratulating people when they don't have a contract? Now, this did not play over well with Soap Twitter, and they came for him, and Lord Jesus, I even said, you know, like, you ain't got a contract either. So, anyway, we'll start with Rodrigo. What do you think about this, and do you think it was wise of Doug to try and come after Days?
Okay. Doug, you see what you do. When you don't have nothing to do, this is what you do. You go on Twitter, you start shit, you rile up shit to get back on the air. And it's all fun and games till you try it with the right one. You did. And Days fans are not having it. The last 2 weeks has been hell. Okay? So you are not going to stroke any fires or start any shit by saying any dumb shit, Doug Days, especially when it's about Days and the cast. If they don't have a contract, if they don't have a contract out there, that's not your business.
Thank you.
Not your business, Doug.
Yes.
Stay in your lane. Stay on your show. Get your contract in order. Don't worry about the Days contractor actors. Do you pay their bills? No, you don't. So shut the fuck up and be quiet. Like, we know you want to be on the show. We know, Doug. We know you want to be back on the air. We get it. And someone made a compelling argument, so I'll go on the other side for Doug. See, I'm going to read you, Doug, and then I'm going to defend you a little bit. Maybe answer your little motive. So, Peter Bergen just got him a 30-year anniversary show. Now, Thomas Scott got her a 40-year anniversary show. Eric Braeden, of course. Where's Doug's show? Where is Paul Williams? He was there before Melody Thomas Scott. He was there before Eric Braeden. He was there way before Peter Bergman. So I can get maybe Doug is mad. He's angry. He keeps going in and out of contract, recurring. They don't know what to do with him. And he feels a little disrespected. And I get it. But you need to stay on your lane, Doug Davis. Stay in your lane. Worry about your cast. Worry about your writing. Worry about the writing that sucks at the end of the rest. Well, you don't talk about that. Talk about that. And leave Days alone. Well, of course he ain't going to talk about that. He want to keep a job.
Usually plays regimes all the time. He gets it every year. Starts bitching on Twitter about the latest regime.
So
I get it.
I get Doug. I get him. But at the same time, you just look so foolish on Twitter. So Twitter's dragging you through the mud. And you know how so Twitter gets. We will drag. We don't care who you are. You're getting dragged. Okay? So...
So, Alan, between your tweets about Pi and Sean Cody Chad Demera, you had time to speak out about the Doug Davidson getting Days fans riled up. But tell our podcast listeners what you thought about the situation.
He's always a mess on Twitter. So when everything got hashed, when it was very clearly his worst regime at the time. Always bitching about it, lack of story not being on the show. Because Paul is useless. They can replace him with Dr. Mark JM after tomorrow as a new police chief. And pretty much, I think, at least 80% of fans would not care at all. That's how irrelevant Paul is now. He doesn't have any kids on Kansas. His wife is in Tabs of the Year. No one gives a shit about Paul. I'm sorry, it's just a fact. No one does. That's why you don't get an anniversary episode or anything. He's irrelevant.
So, speaking of showing up and showing out on the Twitter, Tiggs, Donnie Boaz, who plays Cialis Chance, as Alan likes to refer to him, decided to tweet about the impeachment hearings affecting Y&R, but of course he took the pro-Trump stance. So, what do you think about Donnie showing up and showing out on Twitter and kind of relating it to his job? Do you think that was inappropriate?
It sure was inappropriate, and he needed to be fired for that shit. But before I go in on his motherfucking ass, I want to put in my little preface about Doug Davidson. I ain't never had no issue with Doug Davidson. I've always liked Paul. But like Alan said, he is useless at this point. Like, especially that was tacky and classless. What he did and what he said. Now, I have known him to just kind of, you know, talk shit here and there over the years and stuff like that, but it's like, it was so just, it boggled my mind, like, how dare you? And like you said, Casey, you ain't got a contract that spoke you work at your goddamn self. But see, one thing you can't say, every veteran over there days, now that they got renewed, they're all going to get offered a contract, sweetheart. What you gonna get? Not a goddamn thing. You'll get brought in twice a month like you have been to half-ass all the case. At this point, Paul can just leave. Christine is not the DA anymore. He can go ahead and retire. I hate Bray. Bray can be the goddamn chief.
Well, and you know,
no chance to be no chief. Not as long as he's a goddamn Republican. We don't want that. So yeah, let's go on to him.
He should. He'll probably fire Ray and get him deported.
and especially, like, now he didn't just say it on his own. You quoted a tweet from your job? Fucking shit? No. It's bad enough if you look 49 years old in the face. But you want to sit up here and talk shit and be pro-Trump? Especially after this week? No. No. Fuck that. I know he's only 38 years old, but he looks too old for the role. There's a difference between playing a certain age and looking a certain age. Mark Grossman, he's 32, but he plays Adam as older. Over at Days. Lizzie Godfrey is 30, but she plays Sarah older. There's a difference. This motherfucker just looks old. He looked like he went to school with him. I'm sure Trish Cass saw his ass and said, who am I? Because even John Driscoll is the same age as this man, but John Driscoll don't look old.
Mm-mm, he sure does not.
he's one of the only grown men I know that ain't never had facial hair and still got a smooth baby face. So I'm like, John Driscoll looks like he's like 33. So I'm like,
even when they cast Jeff Branson as the other son, Ronan. Even Trisha, they look good as mother and son. Like, I didn't even care about the age difference.
And I love that role.
Oh. This is true. Plus, Jeff Branson just wanna be, he's just so goddamn good.
He got a baby face too. He got a baby face too. That's
I would have taken honestly at this point, you know, I would have asked Jeff Branson to return. I would have just brought Jeff Branson back and not even have dealt with this.
The point of that, though, we only kind of halfway liked one because it was Jeff Branson. And it did tie into history. Nina never got to meet that baby she gave away that Sally Spectra stole from her back in the day. I get that. And it was cute for what it was. But Bone is not really an important character like that. Of course, you bring back the son that the son that Nina had that people care about. But it's like you brought him back with a whole new personality. He's walking around acting like he's Ronan Malloy. He's not Ronan Malloy. And like his hands were never this douchebag cop. Like this is stupid. Then he got the southern draw. I'm just like, last time I checked. Nina Weston is raised on Republicans, and she damn for sure wasn't cooking no chitlins and no pig feet. So why is you talking like that? Why is you acting like that?
I'm expecting him to rip off a mask and be revealed to be Cassie DePaiva, like Todd Manning. Like, I can't.
No, he needs to be recast. They need to find somebody 5 years younger that looks 10 years younger. And they need to redo it. No, I don't like it. I don't like it. Like, Josh Griffith needs to go.
I think it was...
about James Harmon Brown earlier. Please, any goddamn body needs to replace this motherfucker. And when you find that hair writer, do not give them an executive producer credit. Because that's another problem with Josh. That's one of the reasons he's been getting away with the bullshit he's been getting away with, because he has the EP credit. Fuck that. Your job is to write. Write, goddamn it.
I know he's a little bit older. I know he's a little bit older, but to me, he's always played younger. But I think it was Alan. Alan, didn't you wishful cast Eric Martzoff as Chance, or was that somebody else?
It wasn't me. It's probably someone else.
But and I can.
I didn't like the guy who played John Prescott. Yeah, John Prescott. He played Mike on Yeah, he'd be a good chance. Even you look when I played Dylan on GH. He would be a good change. Yeah, originally cast him as well.
Because he plays older, too, even though he's younger. I mean, he definitely plays older. So, yeah, I think he would be good. He could definitely work.
He would be really good, like, because I forgot what I was about to tweeted some love to Jane Elliott coming back to GH. I'm like, see,
that's wasn't that amazing? I was like, aw.
He's trying to get a job.
See, that's what he like changes. But I didn't mind him as Dylan. They just didn't do shit with him. But besides tie him to that horrible Kiki. Thank you, Ryan Chamberlain.
Don't even get me started on PP, Kiki, wee.
That's why he's the Aaron Quinn.
DD.
I didn't like Kiki and Dylan, but I probably even thought Harry was glad. Wait, what'd you say, Alan? I like Kiki and Dylan. They chemistry. They were the only cute couple on the show last time. It was pretty cool.
No, you know what's pretty,
the girls
of couples
at
that time. I did like Dylan and
Kiki.
It was cute.
They were.
Yeah, they were.
It was
better than Kiki and Morgan.
Right, and then they fired a boy, and Dylan goes from being a solo little Kiki to just, oh, I got this photography job. I'm gonna go fuck this model and leave Kiki alone and never call her again. What? Writing these characters out, I'm really hoping that it changes with GH because Dante, they never want to write characters out in the first place. But then when they do, it never makes any fucking sense. Bill, Dante, Drew, do you just have, maybe they just got beat with people names and start with a D. Maybe that's it.
Well, before we fully move on to GH, I did want to hear from Alan what he thought of Donny Boaz interfering with Y&R's Twitter handle.
Drag his ass down. Donny Boaz is a fucking moron. And the level of unprofessionalism is far too much. They need to fire Zach in about 13 goddamn weeks. Get someone my age, like 32, to play that role.
And he can go back to playing the brother in Hallmark movies that no one fucking cares about.
Candace Cameron! You know for a fact Candace Cameron would love his ass on the set of a Hallmark movie. He's white, he's Republican, he's straight. There you go. Perfect.
Get along right. But see, that's my thing. I like my Republicans like that.
Yes, we love you for the good Republicans.
I like them like Candace Cameron. I like them like Sarah Michelle Gellar. I like them like Susan Lucci. They have certain values, but they're not ignorant and fucking crazy. And if they are, they don't let the public know that. That's the plan, Blake.
Because they're what? Well, here's the thing.
Black folks got to think. Well, we've already heard this shit before. Well, go in this house, stay in this house. So, anything you feel, anything you have to say, that you know ain't going to go out with the outside world, or that the outside world don't need to know, you keep that shit to yourself.
Because you're supposed to be a professional.
Keep it off the motherfucking playground. And Danny Boaz, he don't want to keep it on the playground. He want to have little guy in the corner with slides and shit. And CBS needs to slide his contract on in the motherfucking trailer. That's what they need.
Because, I mean, you know, these actors, I mean, they're very present. They're with us every day on Twitter. However, Donnie needs to treat his job at the Young and the Restless like we do our jobs. We go in, and we're just there to cash the check at the end of the week. You know what I mean? He needs to treat it like a normal 9-to-5 job. Just because you're on Twitter and just because you're an actor doesn't mean we want to hear from you. You are there to entertain us on a soap opera. That is it. After that, I don't care what the hell you do. You can go to all the Trump rallies you want, but I don't want to hear about it. I want to watch you Monday through Friday trying to think you can act. That is it. Well, anyway, speaking of people who can act, Rodrigo, I want to hop to you first on this. The legendary Jane Elliott is bringing her iconic General Hospital character back for the holidays. Tracy Angelica Quartermain is showing up in Port Charles for Christmas to turn ELQ and the Quartermains on their heads. Rodrigo, what are your thoughts?
Woo! Okay. Kudos to these writers, these new writers, 3 for 3 on bringing back people we give a damn about. Jane Elliott coming back as Tracy. First of all, I didn't even think she'd be back. I thought once she said she was gone, she was never coming back. I've heard that before with these soap stars before. They always say they ain't never coming back. But something happened. Someone convinced her to make the holiday return. And I think my prediction I tweeted is, I think it ties to Brooklyn coming back. That Brooklyn got a little puppet master, someone that's getting her in town. Yeah. I think Tracy is getting her little granddaughter back in the fold for some ELQ mess. And I am here for it.
Yeah.
That's where they're going with this. So I am very excited, even if it's for a short-term return, at least it's going to set something up real good with that younger generation, with Michael and Brooklyn. And so I'm excited. I'm very excited.
So, Tiggs, do you think this was a wise move in terms of trying to anchor Brooklyn back on the canvas?
Yes, her relationship with Tracy had never been truly explored. Like, when Adrian Leon was in the role, you know, they had their little back and forth, and she would call her granny and all that. That was cute, but I need a little bit more. So I hope we get a little bit more depth in their scene this time around. And it's always good. Like, I never thought Jane Elliott would come back. I thought she said, fuck y'all, and that's it. Maybe she got bored. She was just like, nah, she got bored, fuck it. You know, she didn't let her hair turn white. Deidre Hall don't dye her hair no more.
So she looks gorgeous.
So let me go ahead and, like, see what they talk about. I think she should do this. Come back once a year, like she used to do back in the day. Hurricane Tracy come, start some shit, go home. That's what you do. That's what Jill needs to be doing. But we don't have that. But no, let her go. Or let her move story. Start shit. Maybe she'll plant a bug in Ned's ear. Ned's not the Mary anymore. What does Ned do? Ned don't do shit. He don't do a damn thing. Like, okay. Let her plant a bug in his ear. Or let her plant a bug in Brooklyn's ear. Like, Brooklyn,
tell you something. Let me holler at you. I know you like all that saying shit, but it didn't work out for your daddy. So you need to move on. There needs to be a woman running ELQ. You need to be taking the company over from that snot-nosed little brat that Sonny and Carly raised. Yes, he's a quarter million biologically, and that was AJ's fault.
And that was AJ's fault.
So, you need to be running that goddamn company. Michael's family, he'll always be family. But at the end of the day, he's loyal to that suck and his wife. And he don't need to be running this company. So you need to do it. Your daddy, he gets distracted. You need to be running this company. That's what that needs to be.
Well, I would love that.
That's what I want to see. But it'd be so good to see her, because I'm excited about it. Like, I've been trying to watch ZH here and there over the last couple of weeks, and I'm just like, even certain episodes about Sonny and Carly, I still am like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. It's been a struggle. Like, you know, I'm trying to get more back into it. I think that last episode I saw, it was a draining because of fucking Jason and Sam. It was draining because of those two.
I still haven't watched yet, but has Brooklyn started her air date yet?
For Shiloh's murder and all this mess, it's just like...
What'd you say, Casey?
Can we stop? Yes. I can admit it. I never liked the couple, but they did have chemistry back in the day. They did have purpose back in the day. But Jason and Sam were never meant to be some legacy against all odds super couple. Let it go. They were never meant to be that. I'm so sick of all those fuckers on Twitter stuck in 2005 who won't let the shit go. Let it go. Jason's hot with other people. Sam's hot with other people. And Steve Bunny, Kelly Monaco want to work with other people. They like each other. I'm pretty sure they like each other. And they work well together. But they don't want to, like, be stuck in this thing where Sam can only be with Jason. Fuck that. Billy Miller will still be on the show. If he wanted to add, then...
Steve Burton, Sam Drew. Jason and Ava need to be together.
Because when it comes down to it, Steve Burton coming back was a waste of fucking money. Yeah, he caused a small rating spike 2 years ago. But they fucked the storyline up. That's the same old, same old. So at this point, it's like, who the fuck cares? And they don't make sense. Sam and Jason don't make sense at this point as a couple. One of the things that appealed Sam and Jason to a lot of fans, she was a ride-down chick. She was a biker Barbie. You know, she had a rotten uterus, so she didn't have no kids. You know, he gave up Jake because of his lifestyle. But it's like, Sam got two whole-ass miracle babies. That changes the whole dynamic of Jason and Sam. She's no better... If people want to look at it, she's no better of a match with him than Liz is at this point. So what the fuck? I'm not understanding that. And then another thing I don't like about them, Sam loses her identity when it comes to Jason. Every other man she's been with on this fucking show.
But she didn't used to. She, you know.
Around, and she has been herself.
Jason and Jason, Sam.
She is fucking stupid.
Jason and Sam used to be equals. Jason and Sam used to be very much equals, you know. Jason and Sam were hot to me in the beginning when they were very Bonnie and Clyde-esque and they were equals with one another. I think the turning point for Jason and Sam was during the whole Franco era, because all of a sudden Liz was no longer the strong, I mean, not Liz, Sam was no longer the strong, independent badass because she went through the story of the rape and Franco traumatizing her and all that. So since then, Jason and Sam have not worked for me. And honestly, I think that Jason and Ava need to be together. And you could honestly... I love you, Kelly Monaco, girl. I don't want you to lose a job. But at the end of the day, does General Hospital really need the Sam character anymore?
Nope.
Thank you. Like Alice says, Kelly Monaco is too busy thinking about pizza to be paid.
She doesn't ask anymore. She just sits there.
She's bored. They don't do nothing for her. They don't do anything.
Well, and think of what she's had to do. I mean... She had
she's
to
not
play.
Scenes anymore. She's not. Yeah, I'm the believer. Just do your job. Go in there. I know you're not getting the writing, girl. But Moral West has been going through shit writing for like 3 or 4 years, and she goes into that set and makes it work. Even if you don't like the storyline, Moral makes it work. Kelly, she goes in there, she's not emoting anything. You can't hardly hear her.
And girl, I'm serious. My speakers don't have to be blasted out to hear that, bitch.
Girl, speak up. We can't hear you.
Well, that's mainly because, you know, that's what happens when, you know, you know better than the powers that be and know better than the fans that the couple they want you to be in is dead and is not coming back. And the person that you're currently in a on-screen pairing with that you're fucking in real life is where it's at. That's all that it is.
Well, and you know, with Kelly Monaco... are fucking
in real life. And they knew that they had Eek. They knew that Jay Sam was dead, even when Steve Burton came back. But apparently the powers that be and the few little handful of fans that Jay Sam still got that's holding on to the past don't want to let it go. The Jay Sam fans are just like the Lane fans. If Y&R can say, fuck you to Lane, Jay can say fuck you to Jay Sam. Point blank period.
I think that Kelly Monaco, to me, thinks that when she's at General Hospital, it's like, oh, I gotta do this again. Like, to me, she seems like she wants to be anywhere else but in that Prospect studio. And I don't think she loves what she does. Like, I think Mara West gives it her all because she loves her fans. She loves the job. And she just wants to entertain people. You know, when I love watching those actor interviews where the actors are like, I just want to entertain people and I want to give them life. And I think Mara West wants to do that, but I don't get that from Kelly Monaco. And I haven't for many years now, probably not since, gosh, Ron left, or a little before that. I mean, it's been a long time since I felt like Kelly Monaco really loved where she was at.
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you, it was up until 2 years ago. See, but
when
Sam and Drew were in their prime, oh, Kelly was loving every minute of that shit. Every minute of it.
Even that.
I had become the Jay Sam family when Billy Miller was still Jay, and I'm like, shit, I like Jay Sam, y'all. Oh, shit.
And then here comes that Burton ass. I'm like, ugh. Oh, God. That cat shit disease, head thing she had when Sam kicked Sunny in that shaft, whatever.
It didn't make a lot of sense, but Kelly has deserved to do that to Sunny for 15 years. Kick his ass, Andrew. Kick him.
She rose to the occasion. That one scene between Kelly Monaco and Mara West, they had that one scene in the mask when Sam took off Ava's mask, told her to something. They had a mask scene. And those two together, I was like, oh, if we get Sam back in the Jerome family, if we can get her in that fold and just interact with her real family.
I'm just trying to think who Sam could be with.
I'm so tired of the whole Michael Barbie bullshit. It's like,
no, like, girl, you are a Jerome.
She's a Jerome and a fucking Cas9, and you have children to protect, bitch. I need you to really be on something.
Like, who could Sam...
You and Jason sitting around talking about guns and shit ain't sexy no more. Bitch, you got playtime, bitch.
Who could Sam be with? Like... I'm really trying to think hard of who Sam could be paired up with.
Free cat lucky for last night. They wore part eight flyer telling not to hell. If she doesn't want to be there. I mean, she could always be.
You said let me stop.
I'm trying to think of people on that canvas. I mean, she could always be paired with Sam because Kelly Monaco and Michael Easton.
No, I have dealt with that. Look,
Finn, Ben, Hinchin.
I'm just, no, I can't with him anymore. I'm sorry.
If they're not
going to
pair together, Finn, to get the fuck off my screen, then. Because out here and there, I don't care. I don't like him with Anna. I don't want him with Alexis. I don't want him with anybody. If he ain't going to be with Hinchin, he can get off my screen.
Finn needs to be with the other.
At this point, her and Finn are not entertaining at all.
Finn just needs to go. I mean,
I'm a hair loss. only care about Sam and Hayden's around.
In 2020, In 2020, I really want General Hospital to clean house. I am talking, you know, and I'm sorry, you need to cut anybody you think is major. Get rid of Cynthia Watrose, get rid of James Patrick Stewart, get rid of Michael Easton. I'm sorry, we just, the show, the state daytime is in, and with the show making a 1.6 rating, it's do or die time. And we don't have time to be with the General Hospital who has Sashas and Valentines and Ninas. And this show is almost 60 damn years old. It's time to cut it loose. We see the writers making some headway with Tracy and Brooklyn and Nicholas, but it's not enough. I mean, some serious decisions are going to have to be made. James Patrick Stewart don't even have a contract, probably because they can't afford it. So, I mean, just go.
Speaking of Nicholas, these writers, y'all kind of bungling this story already. Y'all already bungling it. Why you having Nicholas running around that damn Castle Eye mansion with that poker stick? Like, what do you do? Like an idiot. I'm like, what are y'all doing? That little Charlotte. This is the part I don't like about this story. Charlotte don't know she has Uncle Nicholas. She's never seen his face before. She never seen a picture of Uncle Nicholas before. That part I don't believe. Lulu would have been showing her.
Well, she can see his She can see his mugshot on TMZ.com.
Yeah, I'm like, is Charlotte playing?
I'm sorry. I love you, Tyler Christopher, but I'm serious, darling. Get some help.
I'm serious about that too. But Charlotte, I'm trying to figure out if Charlotte is playing Nicholas or not, because there's no way she don't know that man is. No, that's the part I'm not believing at all. But y'all bungling already, New Riders. Y'all need to get back into it, and then we gotta wait till New Year's Eve. The Valentine and Nina's wedding again.
Well, I'm doing that.
I'm like, no. Not no New Year's Eve.
It's so stupid. It's like, why? There needs to be a powwow between Nathan Varney and Frank Valentini. And it needs to be just something like, you know what? We need to do something. Because, really, yeah, we keep the show under budget. But really, the only reason why this show is on the air is because ABC is shitty at picking new shows to replace soaps.
Well, that's where are the checks and balances?
That's the only reason. Because at the end of the day, they don't give a fuck about the people the show on the budget. They don't care about that. If they were successful like CBS was in replacing their soap, General Hospital would have went off the air 3-4 years ago. Point blank period.
Well, it would have went off the air with All My Children and One Life to Live if they were successful.
Exactly. But you know, that was Brian Flom's favorite. So before his ass got fired, he begged Ann Sweeney before she got promoted to save the show.
Because, you know, where are the checks and balances for this show? I mean, I know ABC probably thinks, you know, General Hospital is really the last thing on their radar. And it has been since Ron left. And so, you know, but where are the checks and balances? Is nobody looking at a 1.6 rating and going, okay, what is Nathan Varney doing in his notes that is not clicking with the rest of the cast and crew, you know, because Nathan Varney, he's in Sarah Saidi's old position, you know, he is there to give the notes to the show, and it's not working. So obviously somebody needs to pull Nathan's paperwork and be like, look, sister girl, your show is a mess in the ratings, okay? Days of Our Lives is beating your ass on the regular, and their show's made with quarters, okay? So, somebody higher up needs to address the Frank Valentini and Nathan Varney issue.
I totally agree. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. I mean, there's no checks and balances.
And so many decisions, like, and like I said, just do a damn good show. like I said on Twitter, quit catering to these actors. That's what you need to quit doing. I don't give a fuck about what Maurice Bernard wants or what he doesn't want. Because if the show is canceled, nobody's going to give a fuck about Sonny Colasso's. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Well, he's not popular anymore. He is not popular. You know, you cater to an actor like Anthony Geary when he was pulling in 18 million viewers. You don't cater to a Maurice Bernard who's pulling in a 1.6. You know what I mean? If he's not popular, I don't get that. You know, General Hospital caters.
I mean, but he is popular though, Casey. There are just these. No matter what he does.
He's popular with Frank Valentini.
I'm like, you have to be a disgusting piece of shit if you are a woman and a mother and you support the way Sonny has treated Ava in regards to baby. You're disgusting as a woman and a mother. How do you support that?
Well, they always hit you, like, they hit you back with the Morgan argument. That's always the answer. The Morgan.
And it's like, Ava had a hand in Morgan's death, but Morgan was the stupid motherfucker that hopped his ass and Julian's car and got blown up. They didn't have shit to do with it. And anyway, even still, Ava did them a solid when she brought their precious Jason back. So who cares?
And I love Jason more than I love Morgan anyway, so that's just you and now.
Tiggs
is around to clean up all their fucking mess.
Tiggs, why don't you talk a little bit about some more GH casting news? Rebecca Budig is out again. What do you think about that?
This is so stupid. She basically was brought back so he ain't can meet his daughter. Okay. What else is going on? Like, this is stupid. I thought she was back for the long haul. She was going to snatch Finn back from Hannah. We're going to get some shit popping. Nope, ain't nothing popping. That's why somebody said it on Twitter. She needs to be Greta Von Aumberg on Days.
Yes.
And needs to be revealed she was Stefano's daughter.
I wishful cast her like 2 years ago for that role. She'd be perfect.
Right,
she could
like,
also
be great because Rebecca Budig is a good actress. It wasn't always like that.
The real
she got all my children. She learned how to act, and Greenlee was a bitch. And her real saving grace was when Josh Duhamel came. Because his ass ain't know how to act either, but how to act together, and they was hot together. But no, she is one of those actresses where she's typecast. It's like she's just always meant to play the bitch, because that's what she does. Like, I wouldn't care if Rebecca Budig was in a good girl role, though. No. Rebecca Budig needs to be a trifling bitch in any role she's in. She excels at that. And Genius can be doing so much. Like, it just still bothers my mind. Why the fuck do you give Jeff Weber, why do you give him an illegitimate daughter when he's not on a canvas?
Preach.
And he hasn't been on a canvas in 30 years?
Preach.
Why do you do that? It was bad enough. We love Elizabeth, but it was bad enough when Elizabeth and Sarah came out of nowhere. Jeff just had these $2 out of nowhere. Audrey or Steve Hardy, they didn't mention Jeff in years. And then Steve Hardy died, and all of a sudden, Audrey just got two badass granddaughters. What? It didn't make sense. But, you know, Sarah tanked, but Liz was popular. So it's just like, Jeff has yet another, like, kid, and we ain't seen that man to Jeff Weber. Like I said on Twitter, Robin Newman sending out new headshots. He could have been goddamn Jeff Weber.
Michael E. Knight.
Imagine that anniversary of Soho this year, where they had, you know, Monica and Leslie going at it. It was cute, but imagine if Jeff was on the game. Imagine. Show us the reason why these bitches don't hate each other. I mean, don't like each other. We can't stand each other. These bitches been in each other for 40 years because of Jeff Weber. Show us that. But no, we don't get that. How do you do that? How do you give characters that haven't been on the canvas in decades, they get illegitimate daughters, or you do them like you do Duke. You know, you just kill them off, then they get a key. What was the point of making that damn boy, Griffin, Duke's son, he dead? Why?
Retired.
You said that fine. Oh, girl, she tried it.
I don't even remember that damn time.
When
they do it, the last 7 minutes, I don't remember that shit. I remember
that pretty much.
It's like nobody fucking cares. Jean Pastinante, like I said, she can break down stories like she's a fucking contest, but she can't write stories for shit.
Jean Pastinante.
And Shelly can't either. That's why her ass got put out the pasture.
Well, now you see Gene Passanante is just making pies in a kitchen and posting them on Facebook.
Well, for Rebecca Budig, I was pissed, she's leaving the game, but I was told she only signed for 4 months. So this was always going to be a short-term return, but they didn't get anything going for the last month. So I'm like, you didn't use it for 3 months. Nothing was paid.
I'm really shocked they did not try and swoop in with like a 2-year contract for her, because Rebecca Budig is popular, and you know, I see a mixed reaction on Soap Twitter to the character of Hayden, but I think characters were invested for the Finn stuff to be wrapped up a little more. So I'm shocked that General Hospital didn't swoop in with a longer deal for Budig.
Oh my god, Anna and Hayden this past week. Oh my yes. God, those two.
Green Lace knife was in that Chandler match.
Hayden came for Anna's wig. She came for her.
Oh, you know, Finola Hughes, that is all naturel.
Well, Hayden told her ass, don't talk to me about me. Not telling Finn about my baby. When you tell Robbie about Robin for 7 years, don't come for me, girl. I know about you. That's what she told her. I said, ooh. Hayden, she's not one of them words.
You know, I love the recent trend on soaps now where characters fight and actual history is brought up. Because it used to irk me all the time that new characters would have these big stories with vets but know nothing about their characters. And that irked me so much. Like, remember that scene a couple months ago where Gina Tognoni's Phyllis and Summer were fighting, and Summer was like, I know how you trap Danny Romolotti. And I was like, oh, okay. So yeah, I love it. And the Hayden and Anna showdown was much needed. Well, Alan, we have some sad news. Justin and Chriselle are done. They're getting a divorce. I know you must be happy that Justin is back on the market, but what are your thoughts about this divorce?
He's probably fucking another 25-year-old right now, as we speak. It was not really shocking. He did this to Lindsay when he got on Smallville. So, not shocking. It's just a trend of actors to get big. They leave the freaking one who held him down for years for some 25-year-old who has a gag reflex, bringing even bad cord off her ass, and it's tight. So,
And then, Tiggs, what are your thoughts on this?
It makes me really sad. I thought they made a really cute couple. I just hate that Chriselle didn't secure that bag. Girl, why you ain't had no baby? Damn, bitch. I just hope she really gets a good divorce settlement, and, you know, hopefully she can be like Farrah Fath and find her some poker player that's good at it and make a whole bunch of money, because she deserves to be a kept woman.
Oh, you know that Chriselle Stouse would not be on the market for long.
Fucking woman. I kind of almost forget about her on one of these Real Housewives shows. I would love that she ends up on like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or something like that. Like, you are the ex-wife of an actor that's on one of the biggest shows on television. That's perfect. Chriselle would eat that shit up. Like, that would be perfect if she's on, like, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She could definitely replace that damn Teddy or that goddamn Doreen.
She is Chaka Khan. I mean, Chrishell Stiles is Chaka Khan. She is every woman, and she will bounce back just fine.
It's so crazy how people want you. Because I remember 15 years ago, she saw no more of my children, and she couldn't act. Ooh, she got on my nerves. Woo! But then she learned how to act, and I liked her. See? Notice who you act as an actress out there. You learn how to act, and I like the ass. There you go.
See?
Learn how to act, damn it. Learn how to act.
I take...
People come to the band, she couldn't act. I couldn't say again, but then she learned how to act, and then they made her a bitch. I like her, see? Best character on the goddamn show. You see that shit? Find that, people. Find that.
I take the Jamie Gittins approach sometimes. Like, if your hair is laid and you're wearing a fur and you're in a good mansion set or at a party, we'll be fine. I can deal with it because you know there's going to be good actors around you to hold you up. So I'm cool with that. I'm cool.
Casey, babe, Casey, Casey. This ain't 1991. We ain't got time for that shit no more.
Well, it's not that we don't have time. It's that we don't have the budget.
We had time when it was 30 years ago. And it was 17 soaps on the air. We ain't got time for that shit right now.
It's not that we don't have the time. It's just we don't have the budgets no more. You know?
We ain't got the time or the money. Shit.
Vivi and Giovanni, I'm sure, would have failed. Vivi and Giovanni would have probably fared a lot better with me had she looked more gorgeous in the
future. She was always awful.
I wonder what she's up to now, by the way. You know, she was my worst...
I think she's a lesbian now, and she's moving like a different state.
She was my worst actress for 2 years running on my best and worst list.
She was awful. Like, how do you think this little girl is going to be Vulnerable Daughter? This little girl...
Was she? She looks so much like Peter
Story, a huge race story right there. And, that was so gross.
God.
That
story could have really...
That was disgusting.
That could have been a great social issue.
Him and that punk-ass Beanie Hicks. How do you let Tom and Alice Horton's great-granddaughter get raped by her stepbrother in their living room? That was disgusting.
That could have been a great social issue.
Always. Gross. That is disgusting. How dare you do that? How dare you? Like, no.
That could have been a great social issue. A, had it not been on a set that had been there since episode one. And B, you know, why would you give actors a social issue storytelling that where these actors had only been on for like 5 months? It's outrageous. I could not stand Days of My Life.
I don't understand.
That period.
Like, I remember when Frances Reed first started getting sick. And then when she passed, Ken Corday said in the Soap Opera Digest, oh, well, you know, we're going to put her chair in the Sony, and you're probably never going to see that set anymore. The Days fan said, bitch, I think the fuck not. You got us fucked up. We're going to see that set.
Well, anyway.
And then you're going to do that.
Tiggs, where can our listeners go and find you on social media? Well, hold on. We have not got to everybody's final thoughts yet. Because we are getting there. But Tiggs, we'll start out with some social media, Brandon. So anyway, Tiggs, where can they find you?
I know where to find me at. If you got drama, I'm ready.
Jesus.
This is how I got into it with a Danny fan this week. Because he was up there talking about Justin and Caleb. And all this going back and forth, and oh, they went into Four Musketeers and blah blah blah.
Tiggs,
I'm like, who the fuck cares? I'm like, y'all act like Jack and Jennifer didn't go visit Justin and Adrian over the years. They couldn't have visited and had drinks and had fun and all that shit. Jennifer had an appropriate reaction to Justin and Kayla. An appropriate reaction. She just got out of a year long coma.
Tiggs was trying to be the Meghan McCain of this podcast.
Her homegirl is dating.
and all of a sudden just sitting around Kate, and it's only been 6 months. She had an appropriate reaction. And the only reason Jack is fine with it is because she's pissed off the seat. But she had an appropriate reaction. A lot of people just think Justin and Kayla is cute because they want to piss off the Sailor fans and they have this irrational hate for Adrian. It's not Adrian's fault that she had shitty writing for the last 10 years. That's the writer's fault. They act like they can't write for heroines. It ain't just Ron, it's all of them. Oh, we don't know what to do with Hope, make a Princess Gina. Oh, we don't know what to do with Adrian, kill her off and bring back Bonnie. That's lazy.
Well, I am liking this Princess Gina story.
That's lazy as fuck. We need compelling heroines. Everybody can't be a bitch. We need compelling heroines. Oh, we don't know what to do with Sharon. Turn her into a hoe and make her start stealing. No. Don't write a compelling heroine. It can be done.
I got a case for Ron, though. He did say that Judy got a, she had a full-time job already, so she couldn't commit to the role. So...
Well, she's coming back as Bonnie. I just, okay. I'm sorry.
She's coming back as Bonnie.
I gotta be real.
Yeah, she will. You don't want to know why she got a full-time job? It's because they don't commit to the goddamn character. They haven't done shit with Adrian. The only time they get inspired is when she's Bonnie.
And I'm sorry, you know, Judy Evans...
cemetery plot. Shit. She can get out of that.
Judy Evans is hilarious.
Adrian as Paulina. They just wrote her in Paulina. Paulina was a heroine of the world.
That they wanted Adrian as a busybody that was worried about her son's sleep bottles. That ain't Judy Evans.
Adrian, she didn't have a story. She had the cancer storyline. Adrian had cancer.
And Judy tore that shit up. Like she
tore that? Yeah. So she hasn't been always the busy. I don't know where that the busybody role
came from
the last couple years.
Bonnie's great for the Halloween episode, but Bonnie cannot be a sustainable 5-day-a-week, 52 weeks a year character. I'm sorry, she just can't. Judy Evans is hilarious in that role.
Of course she can.
Hold on.
Where she can't be viable.
Because here's my thing with her. To me, she gets annoying after a while. Like, to me, she gets very annoying after a while. Like, it was cute when Ron, you know, that was, like, his big first story with the show with Hattie and Bonnie.
That was cute.
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
That's because it was written to be a short-term story. If Bonnie was going to be there full-time and she fully fleshed out and fully realized, because when she was on full-time, long-term back, Bonnie wasn't that bad. Because Bonnie really did, she really cared about me.
But here's the thing. We don't need that character anymore. We need to shed that character. I want Ron to grow up a little bit. You know, Ron, look, Uncle Ron, I love you. You have saved this industry. You are, for the past 10 years, my favorite soap opera writer ever.
Ain't gonna change. Ron is gonna tell you, I'm not changing. Just my ass.
I love the Princess Gina thing.
He knows his faults. He knows what he can do well. He knows what he can't do. But you try to tell him what to do, he will tell you go to hell. You're not going to tell him what to do.
And I'll tell him that some of his writing is trash.
It is what it is. You know when you're going to get... I just know for me, I will get 6 months of great story. And then, you know, for 2-3, another 4 months, it'll go kooky-booky crazy. I get it. Go back to being... Ron again. So,
I loved the Kristen DiMera mask story. I loved Vivian Robin Strasser as Vivian. Well, I'm loving the Princess Gina thing. I really am, because that's one of my favorite stories in Day's history.
Yeah. Yeah, Kristen Alfonso's kicking.
She's rocking the shit out of it. But to me, Bonnie has just never been a character that I need full time. I would rather have the real, let me specify that, the real Adrian on my screen. You know, like when Adrian was in prison.
Yeah, when it comes to it, like, Adrian is more important to the fabric of that show than Bonnie is.
And, you know, it's kind of the General Hospital.
And she funded a right for her. That's what they wanted.
It's kind of the General Hospital syndrome. You know, these shows are very old and they're rich in history. And, you know, when your show is at a 1.5, you really need to evaluate, do we need Bonnie or do we need legacy character who's almost been on the show for like 40 years? You know, you have to pick and choose your battles there, you know? And I think Adrian... You can't tell me that you can't write anything for Judy Evans as Adrian. Come on now.
I have to, you know me. Me and Taylor have been going back and forth on Twitter. This is the one subject where I don't give a damn about no damn Adrian. Okay, because I watched the tapes of Adrian on YouTube in the 80s. She was bored as hell there too. She wasn't excited because she was... paired in, she was shipped in that super couple madness that was going on in the 80s on Day. That's why she was so damn popular. But they did get angry. They gave her storylines. They gave her a triangle with Lucas and Justin. They gave her cancer. The fans didn't even like that either. I remember
because it was half ass. It was half ass.
She was the heroine in that. That triangle, that heroine, Justin and Lucas was fighting for her. But y'all didn't like Lucas with Avery. Y'all thought that was nasty. Why would she go out?
Okay,
why?
See.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I loved Adria. I loved...
No, they gave her a high five to it because Judy Evans is an actress. If you give her something, she will play that shit. They gave her half-ass storyline.
But my point is...
It's the Ken Zimmer effect.
One of those things where she could have been a more real-life character. It was the same thing on Ad War Times with Barbara Ryan. Barbara Ryan spent years being the fucking punching bag until she got sick of that shit.
My point was, Judy came to life when she was Bonnie. She came to life. That's where the fans lost Bonnie.
They could have given Adrian a new life.
Which is a mistake, you know, it's a huge mistake, because heroines need to have a place on soap still. A heroine is very important to the fabric of your show.
They need to have a place. Like I said, like, this day does have heroines. They have Marlena, they have Jennifer, they have Abby, they have Sarah, they're heroines. But you see that, though, but then still, even with Abby and Jennifer, they still talk shit about them. Like, and it's like, no, they don't dare. Talk shit about Marlene because you're not. That's what you're not gonna do. But it's
shit,
like,
Deidre Hall has the power to cancel this show at this point. Don't you come for her.
Yeah, like they don't. There needs to be a nice balance, and there's not a nice balance. There's not. And it also has to do with the right. Like with both. Like, if they would just write this whole thing as Hope being a petty ass against being like, tell me she wants to lie about my child. I'm taking yours. Fuck you. That would be a better story than her just being like the sanctimonious, annoying ass, whatever. And then everybody, well, Steffi, blah, blah, oh, shut up. Steffi's stupid, too. Steffi's just as stupid as Hope. They're both stupid. Somebody cares.
Exactly.
damn cares? That's just now that they got some damn keys. Ugh. You know, I'm just saying, like, they just need to do more with heroines. Instead of what they do with them. They either make them crazy, write them out of character, or just make them little busybodies. No. Write them as I did. That's what I love about Sarah. Sarah is like the perfect heroine. She's like my favorite heroine.
She is. She's hoish. She's kind.
She's all bad. She's a shitty ass mess. And that's what that needs to be.
She's very, like, sanctimonious.
Like a heroine just
she's great.
She's a mealy mouth, whiny ass person.
Yeah, I hated Jennifer for so long because she was one of Daze's biggest heroines, written so out of character for so long. And, you know, Ron really fixed Jennifer, and that was great.
But you know how he fixed Jennifer, though? He brought Jack back. That's how he fixed Jennifer.
Exactly, and that's what you do for a heroine.
Until Jack came back. Even her hair. Melissa Reeve's hair was fucked up until Matthew Astor came back. Her hair had been laid for a whole fucking year.
For a whole year. God, I love Days of Our Lives.
But that's what happened. That's another thing, too. It's not just with how they write heroines. It's how they write heroines when they don't have that male lead with them. Especially when it comes to Days. Without Jack, they have no idea what to do with Jennifer Rose. Without Steve, they don't have anything to do with Kate. They don't know what to do with her. Without Bo, they have no idea what the fuck they need to do with Hope. That's the fucking problem.
I mean, the only character that survives is Marlena. You know, there is...
Goddamn, because that piece of motherfucking hall.
Yes, right. Okay. Period.
Goddamn it, that's Deidre Hall, goddamn it. Shit, she can just walk around and be farting all day. That's Deidre Hall.
Okay, no, Tiggs, shut up.
I'm just saying. And my whole thing, I'm enjoying the Princess Gina stuff too, but it's like, after that, where do we go from here? She can't stay Princess Gina forever. So where do we go from here?
Well, and, you know, I really love Ron's version of Princess Gina in this revisit, in this long story. But at the same time, and you guys are probably going to hate me for this too, because I'm going to sound like a broken record, it's the Bonnie thing. It's been revisited too many times. You know, we did James Riley's original story. We did the 2012, I think Marlene McPherson wrote that, didn't she? And...
yeah.
Then we did the Halloween episode appearances. But after this is it. I mean, I'm sorry. After this, Princess Gina needs to go. That's it. And I even mean no more Halloween flashback surprise promos and episodes. I'm sorry. Princess Gina, you done, girl. You done. Go.
Yeah, because it's fun, but it's also lazy. We have no idea what to do with Hope. Make her Princess Gina. No. Damn it.
I tell you what, though. Christian Alfonso is giving me life.
You find her a deep storyline. You find her a love interest that she has chemistry with. And you go from there. That's what you do. Because making her Princess Gina every chance you get is lazy. It's lazy. And like I said, she can't stay Gina forever.
Okay.
Fans love Hope. And like, yes, I know Hope has gotten a lot of hate. Just like Maggie, just like Adrian, because it's the fucking writing. Because these motherfuckers don't want to write heroin. That's why.
Well,
but what kills me, though, they would rather take a glorious bitch like Nicole and make her a whiny, mealy mouth something. But you don't do that with Nicole Walker. You don't do that with Nicole. No! Not exactly. Therefore, when all of this comes out, and Eric ends up being all self-righteous, well, he ain't gonna be self-righteous because Nicole deserves this shit. Because I'm the dumper ass, too. You was 45 years old, and your insecure ass worried about Eric leaving you on Sarah being pregnant. I'll leave your stupid ass, too. That's why I said all of them gonna get what they deserve in the story. Because Sarah, Xander, Nicole, and Eric, all four of them, deserve to suffer.
All of them do. Because they all fucking idiots. We all know Danza sold that goddamn baby for Brady and Chris. We know that. It's obvious. It's obvious. Just like we all know that Xander and Victor set up Will. They didn't set up Ben, they set up Will. Because I'm pretty sure Maddie's drunk ass killed Asian and don't remember. And they set that shit up. We know. That's why a lot of this stuff from the reboot, Ron, you could have did a little bit better, Ron, because a lot of this shit is predictable. The only thing that really gagged me was Kristen and Lonnie being in the
comedy. I'm serious. I am serious.
Very predictable, Ron. It's been very predictable. Get it together. I love Ron, but I'm calling the shit out. It's very predictable. You mean to tell me everybody in Salem that went a whole fucking year and didn't notice that the hope wasn't hope? Kiss my ass. Somebody would have noticed that hope wasn't hope.
And I wish they would have played on that. I wish.
Melinda, they came back. What? Hope would never.
Because, like.
Just the all hold up with John in the penthouse. Hope wouldn't do no shit like that.
Well, are you telling me that after everything they've been through.
If she wasn't going to be at the Horton House with Doug and Julie, Hope would have been at the motherfucking Salem Inn. Bullshit. Or she would have been at that damn house that her and Kayla paid for Sierra now. She would have been over there at the loft. Bullshit. She ain't gonna be over there with no damn John. Marlena, use your head. This is fucking Gina.
And are you telling me that Marlena can't see that? Like, Marlena Evans, who has been a serial killer, possessed, gone in a flying coffin, held in a golden birdcage. You telling me that bitch can't see this? Seriously?
Exactly. Hope ain't never want a John. The only time Hope even... Like, she should already know. If Hope talks to John for too long, oh no, that's Gina, bitch. Like, no. This is like, I'm just like, Ron?
Oh my God. My God.
But I'm just like, okay, who set up Ben, though? Come, that's why I said on Twitter, I'm like, yo, we sure Jordan is Ben. The bitch could have faked her death because she tried to kill Sierra. So she knew she was going to jail, and she knew Benny David was going to be safe for work. That bitch could have got a cop or a doctor to help her fake her death and set Ben's ass up. That's what I'm thinking. Because who else would kill Jordan? It don't make no sense. If Clyde didn't do it.
And I'm tired of that, too. James Reed, I love you, darling, but...
And that's another thing, too. Like, one of my followers going to try to say, oh, he needs to be the villain of the show. No, the fuck he don't. Clyde abused Ben's mother and him for years. I'm pretty sure he molested Jordan a plethora of times. He's a child molester and an abuser. No. I was raised by Bill Bell, goddamn. He deserves a bullet in between the eyes. They should have killed off Clyde years ago.
He deserves to have killer written on his forehead.
Don't even do murder mystery with that. It was the 80s and the 90s. But when you a child molester and an abuser, no, you need to die.
You know, that would be a great social issue story. I can see Chrishell really tackling that story well. I think they should play on that.
Because they, like, yeah, they never did, but you can always tell. I'm like, oh yeah, Kyle was touching on that girl back in the day. You could just tell. Like, ew. Like, Clyde is disgusting. No, he's not going to be the villain of the show. No.
Pop, blah, blah.
And I also will say, after they done with this, spoiler alert, people. Patch got Stefano's memories. He think he's Stefano. If you didn't know, now you know, motherfuckers. I don't like it.
I've been trying to tweet everybody that, because...
Sailor fans, and I get it. I don't want that shit dragging.
Well, let me tell you, though...
At the end of the day, I need them to let Stefano rest in peace. Jonah's gonna be there 3 years. Let that character die and rest in peace.
Well, let me tell you, though, this should be a lesson to Daniel Goddard, Doug Davidson, every actor who thinks they can show up and show out on Twitter, because this is the type of story it gets you. Don't. This should be a lesson to every actor who wants to show up and show out.
Because Ron always gets revenge. In hindsight, this is a stupid-ass fucking story. Ron, this is stupid.
But y'all wanted Stephen Nichols back so badly.
She did the same thing to Steve that he did to Hulk. So now, Steve Earl Johnson is going to be walking around Salem, Illinois. I know they be saying Salem, USA. You can kiss my ass. Salem, Illinois, because the closest city is Chicago.
Trust me, I know. Look, I live in Illinois. I live in Illinois.
It's bullshit and it's stupid. And I don't want it dragged.
I live in Illinois, and I just want you all to know, yes, our state is hemorrhaging money, but we do not look broke enough to be in no blue offices. I just want you all to know that. We good, okay? Look, J.B. Pritzker, he's spending too much money, but we good, child. We good.
Oh, and another thing. I know I'm doing a lot of talking, but another thing. I'm all here for the new digital series, the last 20 years. I'm all for that. I don't remember Susan and that other and Jason. I don't remember them. They were flipped from it was 20 years.
Okay. I'm ready for my girl Jan Spears to tear shit up.
I'm ready for my girl Jan Spears to tear it up. Because this is days. If we don't have to deal with Bonnie and this little girl playing new Mimi, is she good? Sign her to a contract, Dave. Fair Fab don't want to do it no more.
Oh, you know she's going to be good.
She got playing poker. She got that baby. Fair Fab don't want to act for a time no more, which is fine. So if this little girl do good as Mimi, sign her to a contract, Dave. Especially if y'all going to have Bonnie around. I'm here for it.
You know she will be good.
I'm going to tell the storyline where I'm not filling in Mimi's kid. I can bring that kid to show. It's all right, finally. Yes. See, I like the way you think. And see, folks be thinking we forgot shit like that. I didn't forget. Philip Kiriakis and Mimi Lockhart got a grown ass kid out there. A grown ass kid. We ain't forgot about that shit, and it will be out of character. You mean to tell me Victor Kiriakis has an heir out there that he just let Philip and Mimi give away? Bullshit. I guarantee Victor has passed on that child his entire life. Bullshit. No. That's what we need, goddamn. But then you bring him on, he related to every goddamn body. Shit. But yeah, see.
Well, anyway, Rodrigo, Tiggs shared his final thoughts, which we all kind of jumped in on. But where can our listeners find you on social media, and what are some of your final thoughts?
Y'all. Rodrigo, go on, y'all.
Rodrigo. This is what happens when you are running a live podcast.
Okay, we had a wardrobe malfunction. That's okay.
Yes, Rodrigo's wig was starting to fall off.
Alan, go ahead and tell them where they can cuss you out at.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said that Billy wanted to resign as CEO. I said, when was the motherfucking CEO? I know I haven't been watching regularly, but when that shit happened?
Well, and why are you giving Lauren a story when we don't have a Lauren character? Like, where's Lauren at? You want to give Lauren this story? Lauren hasn't been on in like 3 months.
But then we'll plan to come home for the holidays. Now, I'm all here for it. Because that kinker, I like him.
Ooh, me too.
But I'm just like, we haven't seen Lauren yet. Y'all know I can't stand Michael's motherfucking ass. But it's like, okay, we just gonna see them for the holidays. And where the hell is Lori? Where the hell is Judah Chet? Somebody came back from the dead. Her and Kevin moved back to General City.
You know she chewing up any scenery she could find.
And what the hell is Glory? Ain't nobody seeing shit. Michael's DA now and shit. Ain't nobody seeing Glory. What the hell is Glory? And they were celebrating Peter Bergman's 30th anniversary. Can you celebrate by giving the motherfucker a storyline?
You know, I would have loved.
Danielle Steele novels with Tracy about his family ain't no fucking storyline.
I would have loved for Gloria to have been involved in the story where Adam was threatening Finn. Can you imagine Gloria taking Adam Newman to task and be like, you ain't gonna threaten my grandson? I would have loved that. That would have been good. I miss
Well, no, that would mean you would have to think about long story. Josh, don't think about long story. Like Alan said, there's no storyline going on.
I know, the longest like story we get is 2.5 weeks long.
Everybody is still waxing poetic about Havana. You want to know why? Because you have Michelle Morgan back on the show as a new character. Her and Brian James are still fucking hot to death. Where's the fucking story?
I am a little invested.
Back to shut us up, but you still have no long story. You still have no long-term goal. Okay, you brought me, let's bring back Michelle so they can shut the fuck up. Okay, she's back. My girl's earning a check. I'm happy about that. But where's the story? Let's just tell her it's just a week at a time. That's how it feels. It's no long story. It's a week at a time. And the there's a story that only lasts 3 weeks tops. Yeah, because none of it makes any sense. Like, why is they going up to state council? Why?
I'm glad they stopped that story. I was not here for that. I was not here for that. I
want to state council no more. Yeah, the freaking Chelsea scandal made them freaking drop out.
Good. I tell you what, though, what I am here for. I really liked Thursday's episode, though. I really liked Thursday's episode. So that was the episode where you had Amanda in the dive bar post-Nate after she went out to dinner. And I really liked that scene with Michelle Morgan. It kind of gave you a little hint that Amanda may have some secrets, that she's really Hillary. And then you had Nick getting a text from Chelsea, and she's like, I'm just going to stay at Adam's. Connor needs me, but you know she's thinking about that Nick. And so I really liked Thursday's episode. But with The Young and the Restless, they are the new General Hospital, I feel like. I feel like, you know, the show is everywhere. It's scattered. There's nothing to like except the actors and storylines last 2 weeks, and there's only like one good episode every month. You have 260 episodes a year. Those all need to be good, not just 12 episodes a year, because it's tiring. And as a longtime fan of The Young and the Restless, I don't want to watch that mess.
It's a problem. And like I said, it's a problem with a hot couple on your show with Victor and Nikki. That's a problem.
Well, okay. They will always be the hottest couple.
Nick and Chelsea are not hot. Like, Ray and Sharon are okay, but that's because my girl, like, Sharon Case is just as lucky as Rebecca Hurst and Allison Sweeney. They are the only three actresses that I know of that have had chemistry with every motherfucker that they're paired with.
Even that motherfucker that was beating the shit out of Sharon Cameron, she had fire chemistry.
Exactly. Like, you can't really just count that because she has chemistry with everybody, but it's just like, okay, like, what are we doing here? Like, can we? Like, why not just frustrate me? Because it's so easy. It's so easy. All these shows, all 40 shows, it's so easy.
I could write these shows in my sleep. I really could. I could write each and every one of these shows in my sleep. No, I should. I would write The Young and the Restless. Bill Bell's The Young and the Restless. I'd write it for free.
I just don't understand why they think it's so hard. Like, how did Josh Griffin get into CBS and said, I'm I'm gonna take it back to 2013, y'all. Ain't that hot? And y'all just looked at him like, oh, okay, that's great.
Well, like I said with Alan. I said to Alan that Josh Griffith is the Dina Higley of the show now. They always call him in last minute when they fucked up, but he's not the answer, and they don't understand that. Josh Griffith was great.
And then to give him an EP credit. That's another reason why I fucked up. Because, like, I think Anthony Marina, he's doing a good job. He's doing what he can. But it's like, he got to go over everything with Josh before he makes a goddamn decision. Because he has an EP credit. It was the same thing over at GH. Goose was all right, but then they gave his ass that EP credit. I'm like, okay. So when they gave him that EP credit, that's when shit started going down here.
Well, shit, you know, Days of Our Lives got 83 executive producers.
Maybe it's just Greg Lee. He's the one that steered the ship when Greg got the golf course.
No, you know, Greg Ming makes... Greg Ming makes great coffee table books, but I had never heard of him being down on that set steering that ship.
I think it's mostly Albert Lara, Yeah.
I mean, you know, Greg Mean.
Like I said, Greg is just a figurehead when Ken ain't there. But I ain't going to shit on Ken this week because he got the show renewed. So
yeah, I'm not going to shit on Ken. You know, Ken, I shat on you hard with that whole contract mess. But I'll give you a break this week, Ken.
I'll give him a break. At work, he's doing a good job. His parents started this show 54 years ago. And he's keeping that motherfucker going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ain't there all the day. He ain't there all the time.
No, it's okay. Play golf with Josh Taylor.
But he's been keeping that motherfucker going. I applaud him. He sued Sony's motherfucking asses. He didn't win. But still, he took the initiative to get them bitches. He hired Ron.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, you got...
Ron has been there 3 years now. That's probably the longest any hairwire has been at Days in a long time. Because, you know, Ron be changing hairwire. Ron can be changing hairwire like he draws. So, you know, I'm going to give it to Ken. He got the show renewed. I can remember the last time Days was renewed twice in 1 year. But they just renewed the show back in January, and the show got renewed again before the holidays. And I do think he leaked that motherfucking story about the Cavs being released from their contracts. You did that motherfucker, but it was a good business move because it scared NBC. So I'm fine. We didn't get a 98th hour of the Today Show. So I'm fine.
Well,
I ain't gonna shit on for right now.
Speaking of another show, our last show is in 2 weeks for this season, and it will be our best and worst podcast of 2019. We're going to dissect it all from acting to producing to writing, all of it. So tweet us at our official Soap Chat page on Twitter at @soap_chat. We want to hear about your best and worst of 2019, and we may even hand out some shout outs on the podcast. And you can also find me personally on Twitter at @clonereva. And is there anything else you two would like to add besides rest in peace, Rodrigo? We'll have you back on the next show. Alrighty. Well, I thought Tiggs was going to be silent for once.
No, I'm going to make this quick. I'm going to be long with it. The men like it.
I love you, Tiggs.
You guys can send us all tweets, send it to the official Soap Chat Twitter or to us, and I will try to make sure, like, I try to screenshot them so I can have them, and I will try to read them off on our next podcast. Because I do be trying to shout y'all out, because I want all of y'all to feel like y'all report. All of y'all voices need to be heard, even the stupid ass ones. Now, I'm going to let y'all know, if it's stupid, I'm going to let you asses know that it's stupid, okay? I'm gonna praise you and I'm gonna shit on y'all. I'm just saying. This y'all be doing some stupid shit on some Twitter, okay?
Well, and you know, even
yeah,
the...
We'll be back in a couple of weeks, and we're going to talk shit about the year, because it's been a motherfucking year. We're going to talk shit. I'm going to make sure I got a cocktail, because it's going to be a long-ass podcast. I already told Casey ahead of time. You know, Casey, we're trying to
make 2 hours
like that.
It's gonna be a mega. I mean,
an hour and a half right now because I talk too goddamn much.
It's the season finale of Soap Chat. The season finale, and we're gonna discuss it all. We're gonna discuss it all because
it's gonna be an old nasty 2 hour 1995 Melrose Place season finale. I'm talking when Kimberly built it, like blew up the motherfucking building. We're gonna blow that shit up.
Special guest star Alan Locklear.
Okay.
We got Tiggs Cross, Rodrigo Thorne-Smith, Alan Locklear, and there we go. We got the cast. And I'm going to be Casey Pratt Jr. bringing you all the explosions.
There you go.
Well, Soap Chat listeners, thank you for listening and have a happy Thanksgiving. And we will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Eat a lot of bullshit, y'all. Y'all deserve it.